With school holidays just around the corner and, of course, public holidays, they're a time for relaxation, enjoyment and fun. However, we can't be complacent when it comes to water safety. While on holidays, adults can end up drinking more and children and younger people spend more time swimming and reacting around pools and other bodies of water. Today, 1015 is speaking with Casey Downing, Project Officer with the Royal Lifesaving Society, about holiday water safety. Good morning, Casey.
Good morning.
Now, Casey, why does the risk increase over public holidays?
Many of us decide to travel over holidays, often to unfamiliar areas or places where we haven't visited before, sometimes which can increase the risk of drowning.
So what are the statistics?
Sadly, over the public holiday period, the risk of drowning doubles. Incidents are twice as likely to involve alcohol, and children aged 10 to 14 are at the highest risk of drowning at this time. Also, interstate and intrastate visitors are more likely to drown than people who live locally.
Now, Casey, what steps can I take to keep my family safe when holidaying near water?
Having a discussion with your children that they are not to enter the water without a parent is vital. Explain to them, even though they may be competent swimmers at home, the conditions can change dramatically in other environments, and they need to be aware of this. Be aware of objects in the water, from rocks to watercrafts as well. Obey any signs to stay in a designated area and make sure you do the right thing as children will model their behaviour on you. Never swim alone and ensure children are always actively supervised. Keep watch and keep them within arm's reach.
What about, Casey, if I'm at visiting a water park?
In exactly the same way as at a public pool, lifeguards at water parks are on hand to ensure that all patrons can enjoy their time at the facility. This does not mean that they are responsible for babysitting young children. Parents must continue to actively supervise children within arm's reach at these venues as well.
What about dangers? What dangers do exist in inland waterways?
Many families enjoy holidays at locations near rivers, lakes and dams. It's important to remember that at these locations, water conditions can change hourly. These locations can also present dangers with crumbling or slippery banks, shifting floors, submerged objects, watercraft and cold water. Many locations like rivers, lakes and dams do not have lifeguards on duty.
Casey, I'm sure that the Royal Lifesaving Society of Queensland have a little holiday checklist. Can you tell us what that is?
We absolutely do. So make sure you check conditions with residents or locals in the area before entering. Swim in patrolled areas where possible and be aware that conditions of all equipment should be checked before use. Observe changing weather conditions. Observe conditions of water before entering and watch out for other people or watercraft when in the water. Ensure children are actively supervised at all times and refrain from drinking alcohol if planned to undertake aquatic activity. For more information, you can contact RLSSQ on 3823 2823 or visit rlssq.com.au.
Very timely advice, Casey, and I do really appreciate it with the warmer weather and the school holidays just around the corner. Listeners, we've been talking to Casey Downing, and thanks for joining us here on 1015 FM, keeping our community connected and informed and safe, Casey, so thanks for that. You can catch all these details again if you'd like to go to the podcast on our website, 1015fm.com.au. Thank you.
Thank you so much.